Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Bacon joins us. He's the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Ray Bacon. He is executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
So let's start out with the discussion that's going on every national news broadcast and discussion program, which is that nationally manufacturing is slowing down in the United States.
Okay.
But that's the exact opposite of what appears to be happening in Nevada.
Okay.
Your thoughts on
that? As I told
first.
You, I kind of made some notes. The way I look at the U.S.
And this is a first.
I know. This is a first. There are probably four things that I will put them in my order, which probably doesn't match anybody else's order as to what's going on. The tariff uncertainty certainly has a big impact on the manufacturing sector. Boeing has a much bigger impact than most people think. Even though they're still keeping up production, it's one of those things where that forces a level of uncertainty. One of the things that most people don't know is that Boeing has a supplier in every congressional district. Doesn't mean for the 727 stretch that they have one in every district for that plane, but they have a broad scope that covers most of the country. The GM strike, there's multiple things involved in that thing. First of all, the supplier network is huge, and that covers a good portion of the country. Second of all, GM is probably not in a huge hurry to get it settled because there's a huge wealth of unsold cars from last year. And so consequently, they'd like to see that inventory down before they settle the strike. We fundamentally have probably an overproduction of autos in the not just in this country, but probably in the world. And the last thing is the whole impeachment, the fair to get USMCA done, the potential of tax increases and regulatory increases if Trump or whoever loses the election, so that you go back into those things. You put those things together, those are all dampening the demand for goods.
Okay, so let's hit each of them one by one. So with tariffs, for example, we're going to settle with China at some point. I mean, it seems like there's
maybe
already that. Well, it seems like there's already the makings of a deal, just this week.
It's not resolved until the intellectual property piece is resolved, and I'm not sure that China's willing to resolve that ever.
Even if they do it, they say they're going to do it, but they don't do it anyway.
Oh, there'll be some of that. They'll say they're going to do it, but they're not really going to do it type situation. That doesn't mean it's resolved. So that, to me, is probably the biggest boat anchor that's out there slowing things down.
But the tariffs are definitely negatively affecting China.
Everybody.
As well as the United States.
Yeah. Almost all these things are affecting multiple places, multiple companies. Boeing is affecting a lot more than just this country.
Okay, so let's hit that in a second. China's growth within itself is slowing down.
Yes.
So do you see that changing over, say, the next 5 to 10 years? Do you think that's going to resume again?
If I had that level of foresight ahead of time, I'd be a millionaire.
Okay. Well, they're a worldwide project.
Yes.
They're investing literally billions of dollars around the world in deals in a lot of poorer countries are going to result in those countries being debtor nations to China.
Yes. Most of Africa.
Correct. But I mean,
a reasonable portion even of South America, which they were not invested in at all, even as little as 6 or 7 years ago.
So, I see from these investments and the failures of those investments, therefore they're going to end up owning a lot more things than they did before, that has the potential to come back. And just the sheer size of China, that even small increases in their GDP will ricochet, throughout their economic system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the China thing is absolutely huge, and the tariff thing is the top level of the issue, trying to get it resolved. The fact that the European Common Market is not going along with Trump in helping him on that issue is significant. And I don't know what the significance is. That's above my pay grade by about 10 levels.
All right, but
it's political.
And the other side of the China deal too is that you're going to continue to see people coming from agriculture into the cities. They've already built the cities. There are still empty cities around China.
Absolutely.
That they are moving people into.
But they haven't made the productivity gains in agriculture that they need to, but they're starting to now. And so their issue of dependence on us for as far as providing food, I think at some point that goes away. I think they've probably got a plan that says it's got to go away.
But they are suffering greatly with pork prices right now because of the tariffs.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a story on Marketplace yesterday on PBS that talked about how the Chinese may only eat pork once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And they're cutting back on that. Yeah. And that makes a significant difference to their economy. The other part about China is AI and autonomous vehicles.
And all the stuff that relates to.
Right, and it seems like that is going to be another push to push the Chinese economy forward.
I think that's going to push the world forward. I'm not sure that it focuses. I don't think it benefits them any more than it does anybody else. But in every case, it's going to be. That puts pressure on them because at some point in time, they've got way too many workers for the amount of workers that they need. As they automate, displacing workers in this country causes some problems with automation. Displacing workers in that country causes a whopping problem.
Well, the other side of that is that the cost of labor in China has been going up significantly, even though it's pennies on the dollar by comparison with what we pay here, but yet work is being pushed out now to Cambodia, Laos, and other countries in Asia.
And when that first started, they had control over those things. They're losing that control. They don't own most of the Vietnamese companies already.
All right, so now let's move to Boeing. So Boeing is, beyond being a regular aircraft manufacturer, a military contractor.
Yes.
And I would say, in response to your point, that's the reason that they have plants in every state, is that they want to make sure that they continue to have congressional support for all the military projects, because those are the big money.
And the Boeing problem is now taken at least twice what everybody expected to resolve, and it's not resolved at this stage of the game. They're still keeping up production reasonably close, but that uncertainty is pushing uncertainty down to the suppliers. There are several Boeing suppliers in this state. And GM the same thing on the next step down. There are a bunch of GM suppliers here. And so consequently, but they also have a very, very broad spread and things like that. I think the last time I heard a number, there's about 4 million parts in an airplane and about 10,000 parts in a car. Somebody makes all those parts.
Right.
And GM and Boeing don't make all those parts.
And we have a huge manufacturer in Clickbon, correct?
Yep.
So
about 80,000 fasteners a plane.
So, all right, so let's move, you know, and we'll come back to some of these topics as we continue the conversation. The GM strike, fascinating that you know, GM is in a position where it has a lot of cash in the bank, so it can survive a strike for quite a while, and as you say, they have an overabundance of supply. Is part of the problem with the overabundance of supply the cost of vehicles that now financing is being pushed out 7-8 years?
I think that that's an issue, but I don't know how much of that issue. The bigger issue is probably that there is more U.S.-made foreign product in this country than there has been in the past. That has brought down, that has made the foreign cars more able to compete in this country. And the second thing is, none of the car companies, I don't think you can total the whole group, we're planning on Tesla getting to the point where they're making, they're at about the 380K a year car level at this stage of the game. Remember, the goal was to get to a 500,000 a year. They're going to get there. They're not that far away now.
All right, so your confidence level in Tesla then appears strong.
Yeah. You do not find an unhappy Tesla owner. At least I haven't found one.
I found one in London.
Did you?
But that's another whole story. Their unhappiness was resolved.
Okay.
When you look at the stock market, the stock market is not happy with Tesla.
The stock market doesn't understand Tesla. First of all, remember, half the people that work on Wall Street don't drive to work.
True. Well, and the other point is, as is often said, this, you know, the stock market is not the economy, and the economy is not the stock market.
No.
So you are comfortable with the level of production of Tesla and the increasing level of production. Have they gone past the stage that they were in where they had a tent outside of the factory
I don't know if the tent is gone or not. I haven't asked anybody lately.
And by the way, when we talk about tent, these are prefab constructions.
Yeah,
these
yeah,
are not,
yeah,
you know, literal yeah, tents.
But at this stage of the game, they have ramped this company up faster than any other auto company in history, ever, including the ones in China that were ramped up with huge government support on the thing. So they've gone that fast. At this stage of the game, they're making about 4.5 million batteries a day out of this plant. That's Gigafactory.
Out batteries. Of TRI.
About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, I guess I was out there when they brought in the new class of young advanced manufacturing technicians, and they announced that the day before they had a record output number of 1,050 cars. Remember, it's only May, a year ago last May was the first time they made 5,000 cars in a month, and now they're making over 1,000 cars in a day.
Right.
That's a pretty rapid ramp up.
To say the least, let's take a break. We'll come back more on Tesla after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Bacon. He's the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, talking about Tesla. Lance Gilman was on the program, and others privately have said to me that it looks as though we are going to see another expansion out at Tesla. And your thought is autonomous trucks?
I would think that the number of batteries that the semi tractor is going to have, it means that they want that thing relatively close to where the batteries are being made. Because where it rough, I think the official number is 4,416 batteries in a Model 3. And if you're going to mail the semi using that same battery, it's going to take a lot of batteries. Probably at least, I would guess, at least 3 to 4 times that many. Because you're moving a lot more weight.
Well, and I was going to say, if you're adding that much weight in batteries, are you going to see a loss of performance, or are you going to have to come up with materials to manufacture the vehicle that will be less heavy?
Oh, I think you'll see the performance will be just fine. The issue is, right now, our Tesla maxes out at 310 miles, which is way beyond anybody else in the marketplace. It was a thing in Auto Week a week or so ago that talked about the new Bolt, the Chevy Bolt, has gotten all the way up to 253 miles and things like that. So they ran out and tested it and didn't make the 253 miles. So if you're going to move that much weight at that kind of performance level and things like that, that's going to take a lot of batteries. And you also want to get the further range. My personal belief, and Mr. Enos, that runs the Trucking Association, I think shares this thing, that Nevada will be one of the primary locations. The stretch from Roseville to Denver, where you've got mountain ranges and things like that, and you've got fairly open roads and fairly open highways, is absolutely ideal for electric trucks.
And how soon do you think we'll hear an announcement from Tesla that they're going to do this? And what kind of square footage? I mean, are we going to be adding another million square feet or more to the Gigafactory?
I suspect it's maybe a separate building, would be my guess. But that's my guess. I have absolutely no idea on time frame.
I've heard rumors that were pretty good that building is eventually going to be 16 million square feet.
That was what the original guesstimate was. And it's not that far away from it at this stage.
Really?
I think it's over 8 now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still half of 16 million.
Yeah.
But you're on the way.
It's still a really big building. You can get lost in there really, really easy.
All right. While we're on the subject of the Gigafactory, TRI, that area, two business parks now, including a new one from Roger Norman and Lance Gilman.
That's item 5 on my list.
Okay. Your thoughts on that?
The issue, as you and I both know, is water.
Lance was on the program. He says they got the water. Or they can get more water.
I think that there's some truth to that thing. I made a comment to my folks back at the National Association of Manufacturers probably a year ago. And I said, if you guys will figure out a way to build a pipeline from the ocean to southern Nevada, we'll take the waste. And they said, they said in jest how big of a pipeline. And I said, maybe 15, 20 foot in diameter. And then I figured out the number of acre feet in that pipeline. That's about our annual rainfall.
Yes, that would be pretty huge.
It was
huge.
A big pipeline.
Yeah.
But simultaneously, there are solutions to the water thing. People are starting to collect water in various ways. We do a pretty crappy job of managing water in this country, not just in this state. If you remember, the one thing that we have in the Great Basin is the water that falls here, we keep. The rest of the world flushes it to the oceans. if you want to raise the, they keep worrying about the ocean level going up, well, store some of it up here.
Right. Well, the other thing too is that we are still, as far as agriculture goes, wasting a lot of water. We've gotten better over time, but there is still a lot of flood irrigation type situations.
Yeah. And that's not productive use of water. There's the water issue, I think, is not going to be easy to solve, and it's not going to be cheap to solve, but I believe that that can be solved. Is there going to be enough water for two industrial parks out there? That's a challenge. Would I bank on the guys from California or Lance and Roger? I bank on Lance and Roger. They ought to know how to play this game, and they've been here longer.
Well, and Lance is talking about an investment of about $100 million in infrastructure, freeway improvements, bypasses, et cetera, that, you know, I mean, and they have a track record of already doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that one is going to be successful. The second one, question mark.
But the timeline on that, what do you think? It's going to be 4 or 5 years before even the first building located out there?
Would not even speculate.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, when they started in 1998 at TRI, they had to put all the infrastructure in.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a long time before we started hearing about companies moving in there.
But it's one of those things now, there's enough demand because item three on my list of why Nevada is being successful is California can just be stupid.
Right.
How many companies that got shut off from power are going to say, you know, maybe now it's time I look about moving someplace else? That PG&E shutoff was probably as poorly handled as anything I've ever seen in my life. And they think they're going to get away with it multiple times a year. They're not. The lid will blow off that thing at some point in time. The people that failed to vote for the choice issue in Nevada probably want to rethink that vote. Because if California had choice, PG&E right now probably doesn't have a lot of customers left.
To say the least, let's take a pause. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, continue our conversation with Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. You have three topics. We have 2 minutes. Go.
Okay. Part of what's keeping Nevada healthy is the demand for goods related to construction. We're still building houses and things like that. That all takes pieces and parts. We make some of those parts here, but that is keeping manufacturing healthy. Nevada Cement, companies like that that make the raw materials are going busy. The second one is the lack of skills. We're not doing where we need to do. We're doing on education at any level at this stage of the game. What we have typically done is we've looked at the data in the past. That has to change. we have to start looking at the forward, what's coming in the future, and figuring out what those courses are going to be, who's got those programs, and probably stealing from other states.
Are we working on that? It seems like the universities and the community colleges are doing their best.
I will say I agree with that on the community colleges. I'm not sure that I agree on the universities at this stage of the game. And K-12 has been very, very prone to look at the back data and not look forward. And the career and technical programs are the solution there, but we've got to get more of those programs and better programs. And probably some of those schools that are focused on those things are going to wind up at double sessions at some point in time. And the last thing we've got is the whole blockchains thing. The blockchains people need people with STEM skills, which is exactly the same that we need, that construction needs and things like that. So we have not done a good job on STEM skills across our education system at any level, and that's going to get worse.
And that's where we have to leave it.
But we got to fix it.
Come back soon.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everywhere is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.